We're joined on the telephone line by our friend, the pride of NBC Sports Boston and the second most famous person to come from Rumford, Maine, Gary Tanguay. Hello there, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, Richie, how are you? Second? Wow. Is Ed Muskie the first?
Yeah, actually, so that would make you the most famous living person.
Well, I was going to say that it's Stan Thomas, who pitched for the Yankees, and then he pitched for the Rangers, and then Rudy Valley, who came with the main sign song. But that's a wig. If you want to make me number two, I'm good.
Hey, man, Stan Thomas was good, but a short career, I mean, you're in for the long haul.
Yes, I am. Yeah, longevity. Mediocrity and longevity goes a long way.
That is the entire basis of everything I've done in my life.
And, hey, listen, don't knock it.
Hey, before we talk Boston sports with you, we got to talk about this movie. How does it feel to be in one of the biggest movies of the year, Knives Out?
Yeah, 6 Seconds of Fame.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, though, isn't it? I mean, yeah, I did the newscaster thing. I auditioned like I did with Chappaquiddick and, you know, went in and did it. And then Rian Johnson is a tremendous director. I mean, the guy is like red hot. Just so cool, just hanging out. He's kind of just a movie nerd. You know, he's just a film nerd. He's great. And he's done an amazing job with this film. I can't believe. I mean, it's getting people to go back to the theaters.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, you never know. In this day and age, you don't know how things are going to go.
Yeah, but I just thought that, you know, I thought it was going to be really good. But, you know, like people watch on Netflix or people watch on HBO. Mm-hmm. People watch it at home because they can. But, like, this movie is so much fun. People are going to the theater and having a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome. And well, congratulations on that. Any more in the works that you can tease us about?
I do have, I sound like such an ass. Rich, I do have a film coming out of shooting. I was fortunate enough to work with the lovely Rosamund Pike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Rosamund, I did the crazy thing is, we all know, you know, I had chemotherapy. Unfortunately, everything's fine. Thank God, and knock on wood. And but I lost my hair. So when I lost my hair, people were complimentary. It was weird. It was passive aggressive. You know how it is. It's like, hey, you don't look as bad as I thought, right? I mean, think about it. Rich.
Thank you. How do you respond to that?
Well, I agreed with them. I thought this was going to be a disaster, right? And when they took all the hair away, people. So I got a headshot taken, and I just threw it in with the local casting agents, and I got a part.
Because you had no hair.
A financial news talk show host, and I'm interviewing Rosamund Pike. It's kind of like the Chappaquiddick thing, and it's a really good movie. It makes a statement on our healthcare system and our society, and it's kind of creepy, it's suspenseful, it's edgy, a little dark, and Rosamund Pike's awesome in it, and Peter Dinklage is in it from Game of Thrones.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. So, but that's coming up. I think it's coming out in June. And it was weird because they said, oh, we'd like the ball guy.
Wow. I hope it goes well, but not so well that they say, you know, Gary, if you want some more parts, the hair's got to go again.
Everybody's got a price, Rich.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I have no doubt. Well, let's jump to that then. Does that include Tom Brady? What's his price? Is this the end? Are we watching his last few games as quarterback of the Patriots in the regular season, at least?
I think so. I think it's over. Tom Curran, who has been very close to the Brady family since the get-go, and Tom came on and said this is it. And if Curran says it, then, you know, you should really follow Tom on NBCSportsBoston.com and on Twitter and stuff when it comes to the Brady stuff, because the dude's plugged in. So if he said so, I'm like, okay, it's good enough for me. And I think it is. I think he's tired. I wouldn't be surprised if he does retire, even though he has said he wants to play until he's 45. I think that he could go to San Diego, L.A., and play for the Chargers. Everybody says I'm crazy, but I still think that Mike Vrabel would take him in Tennessee for a couple of years. They're very good friends. Vrabel would let him do whatever he wanted. Vrabel would take care of the defense. And Nashville is a very trendy place, which I think Giselle would like to be there for a couple of years. So yeah, I think it's over here. I think he's had his run.
Interesting. How deep can this team go in the playoffs with what certainly appears to be not much offense at all?
No, I mean, if they get to the AFC title game, Rich, I think they're doing well. I think the defense obviously is suspect in certain areas. I think the linebackers have trouble with coverage. The secondary is awesome, tremendous. But the offense, and Brady said it at the beginning of the year, and he nailed it. He goes, we got a lot of work to do. He knew they didn't have the guys. He knew. And they don't. They just don't have the guys. And I think that's one of the reasons he's going to leave, because I think he feels like he's always had to do more with less. And the offensive line without Andrews, who I think has been the most missed player. I mean, David Andrews as a center was nails. And the fact that they lost him, I think, has really hurt this team. Wynn, again, has an eye injury. The offensive line hasn't played well. So that was, and with the lack of dependable receivers, if they get to the AFC title game, I mean, they lose. There's no way they beat Baltimore. There's no way.
Well, because Baltimore's got Project Pat, former Maine Black Bear Pat Ricard, doing everything.
Well, we love the Bears. You know, and then, you know, Mike Flynn, former Maine Bear.
Yes.
You know, when I got a ring with Baltimore, so he'll carry on in the tradition.
Mike Flynn, who, I see his son is on Broadway, right?
His son's incredible. Oh, my God, his kid is unbelievable. You know that TV show Young Sheldon? He was one of the finalists for that.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, his kid's amazing. Kid is amazingly talented. Yeah.
We're talking to Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. Okay, so these are the new-look Red Sox. Big signings of Jose Peraza and Martin Perez. Is this the future of the Red Sox as they try to be a bit more austere than in recent seasons?
Well, look, they're going to be cutting payroll. We all know it. They don't want to pay the luxury tax. It's time to start over. And I agree. You know, it just seems it's very difficult in baseball, I think, to be consistently good or consistently great, you know, because what you have to do is you have to build up your farm system. You have to use part of that farm system to make trades. You have to bring in free agents. It's obvious that you can't do it with just one thing. Maybe Kansas City was the exception to that rule. But then even when the farm system, if you have good players, they get older, they want more money. You have to make decisions. So I think that the Red Sox, I actually think ownership did the right thing, and they won a World Series, you know, and, you know, they went with Price, and, you know, he has been overpaid, but they still get a World Series out of it. So now you got to cut bait. You know, now you got to try to move on, and you got to try to thin things out and start over and develop a farm system again. That's what I think. That's why I think they brought in the GM that they did.
All right, so
as frustrating as the Red Sox can be, Rich, and I get it. I mean, they still won four, right?
That's
four
right.
Titles under this ownership.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to get mad at that.
I mean, when I was working with you, we used to just like laugh. It really is insane. And I think it's really hard. I think it's really hard to build a dynasty, like, you know, like a Yankee dynasty in baseball. I mean, Houston's trying. I think it's just hard to do. With player movement, I just think it's really hard to do. I mean, guys are still getting a godly amount of money.
Right.
Now, I thought that ceiling was going to drop. Jeez.
Not what you think they'll do, but what you think they should do with Mookie Betts. Do you trade him? Do you wait till trade deadline time? Or do you just let him play it out this year and hope he can have a great season and lead you to the playoffs?
I will trade him. I would trade him because I think he's going to go to the highest bidder and it's not going to be here. So I think somebody will pay him stupid money, but I would trade him. And I would try to get as much as possible and start over. Because you still need pitching, and I don't think the Red Sox have it. They don't have it in the farm system. They don't have it in the rotation. They don't have it in the bullpen. And I think to have Mookie Betts would be kind of a waste because I don't think they have the pitching staff to get them to where they need to be to take full advantage of his skills. So I would deal him.
All right, Gary, Christmas is coming. And we'll take you back maybe to your days working holiday shifts on WABI, or maybe back, was it WOXO over in Norway where you started?
Oh, no. Come on, Rich. WRUM in Rumford.
Oh, RUM, of course.
In Rumford, back in the days, I mean, it was so crazy. Every town had a radio station, like, with the town's abbreviation.
Right. WLKN, you know, Lincoln.
I mean, like, well, BGW was like Bangor Goes Western, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's so stupid. WRUM. Yeah, I used to work Christmas mornings at good old RUM.
All right, so out the hits. Let's take you back in those days. We're putting together a little Christmas time special here. What's your favorite Christmas song? What's one that always takes you back either to those days or the days of you carefree running the streets of Rumford in your snow pants?
Well, I mean, the Bruce Springsteen Santa Claus Is Coming to Town is one you always crank, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
The one, I just love the whole Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer television show there, Claymation, whatever it is. And the silver and gold thing, it just makes me laugh because, you know, the whole Land of Misfit Toys and Bumble's Bouts and Unicorn Cornelius. I think, like, Unicorn Cornelius is, like, one of the greatest characters ever. I mean, the animators were on some serious drugs when they made that, you know? And that's my favorite. It just cracks me up.
I love it. All right. Well, there you go. That was perfect. That will now be part of our Christmas Day special with you talking about silver and gold.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
We could get, I don't know, maybe, well, now that he's skinny, I don't know if it would work. I was thinking we could get our friend Andy Gresh to play Unicorn Cornelius in the live action version.
You know what? The thing about Gresh is, and I haven't been able to tell him this yet, I like him better fat. You know? I mean, it's for health reasons, obviously, he's better off.
Oh, sure. You know? Yeah, he looks great.
But doing the Patriot postgame shows, or, you know, with Gresh and a big pizza in front of him, you know, and just, you know, Gresh. I mean, just going to town screaming about the big fatties and snot blowers. And, I mean, the guy watches football 24/7, you know, and it's just like he just fits the bill. Now I'm like, you're slim and you're handsome. And I'm like, that's the big fat guy we all find.
Right. It's not the Gresh we know and love, that's for sure.
No, I know, but it's kind of like Jackie Gleason. You know what I mean? I mean, it's
yeah.
Old. But remember Jackie Gleason lost weight and his career. But it's good. He says, no, we want you big. But it's good for his part, which is the important thing.
Exactly. And you know, even though it may cost you some movie roles, it's good. Your hair looks great. It's come back beautifully. And so that's the sacrifice you make for your art.
And I haven't dyed it. I just want everybody to know that.
Okay. So were you worried about that? That it might come back all white or something?
My wife wants. Yes, I was. I was. I'm very vain about my hair because it's the only thing I have on people. Because I'm 55 and I haven't had to dye it yet.
You're not 55,
people,
are you?
Up and down, Giardi. People are pissed at me. Like Giardi's like, you're full of crap. You dye your hair. You know, people are 10 years younger than me, 15 years younger than me. You know, all of gray hair. They're like, nope, not me, kid.
Wow.
And it's like, it's not like I did anything. I mean, it's not like because I work out. My hair, you know, it's just luck. And it came back and no gray. And my wife thought it was going to come back gray.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, everything's good. Even if it comes back gray, I can't complain.
Well, I have to tell you, anytime, all the time, I'm running into people say, hey, how's Gary Tanguay doing? He looks good. Is he feeling okay? And I say, yes, you can go back to being completely annoyed with his opinions, not that you ever stopped.
Oh, we got a good one tonight. I came in, we got a good one tonight where I said, and I know you got to go, but I said, should we trade Gordon Hayward for Steven Adams from Oklahoma City? Oh, boy.
This
will wake him up.
You're just trying to get him wound up. That's why we love you, Gary. Appreciate you coming on. Hey, if we don't talk to you before then, have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And so glad to hear you're feeling great. And we look forward to talking with you a whole lot more next year.
All right, Rich. Thanks. Happy holidays.
That's Gary Tanguay with us here on Downtown Boston Insiders. Well, they're brought to you every day by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing, 3 to 6 specials during games. Great service, amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Auden Road in Bangor.